Welcome to the BC Book Review. We are so glad that you have tuned in. The authors that we are featuring today are Eric Mason, author of Unleashed, Being Conformed to the Image of Christ, Charles MacRae II, author of 365 Days of Peace and Tranquility, and Maurice Butler, author of Sometimes Man's Rejection is God's Protection. The purpose of this show is to highlight wholesome Christian books, promote them to our audience, encourage you to buy these books for yourself and for others, and most importantly, to see people come to Christ and lives change for the glory of God. First up today is Eric Mason, author of Unleashed, Being Conformed to the Image of Christ. Here's a little information about Eric Mason. Eric Mason is founder and lead pastor of Epiphany Fellowship in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In addition to his role at Epiphany Fellowship, he serves as president of Thriving, a ministry dedicated to aiding ethnic minorities to be resourced and trained for ministry to the urban context. Author of Manhood Restored, How the Gospel Makes Men Whole and Beat God to the Punch Because Jesus Demands Your Life, Eric holds degrees from Dallas Theological Seminary and Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary. He and his wife Yvette have three children, Emmanuel, Nehemiah, and Amalia. Now here's a short description of the book, Unleashed, Being Conformed to the Image of Christ. You're a Christian. Now what? God not only saved you from something, but for something. Pastor Eric Mason is passionate about helping Christians unleash the transformative power of God in their lives as they learn to be faithful disciples of Jesus. Being conformed to the image of Christ is a lifelong journey for every Christian. Mason understands that spiritual transformation does not occur overnight. Unleashed outlines the process of spiritual growth from the first moments of faith to the last. Readers discover their potential in Christ in an age that is so often marked by suffering, grief, and defeat. Join countless others who are learning what it means to unleash God's power in their lives. Now here's a brief review of the book, Unleashed, Being Conformed to the Image of Christ. It is one thing to become a Christian. It is another thing to be a Christian and to walk one's faith out every day, all day. A process of transformation takes place in the life of a new believer. It is a period of growing, maturing, and ultimately becoming what Christ wants each person to be. In this timely and essential read, Eric Mason challenges readers to go through the often long and sometimes painful process of conforming to the image of Christ. In so doing, readers unleash the power of Christ in their lives to accomplish His good will in the earth. Mason guides readers in the power of prayer, the workings of the Holy Spirit, the application of Scripture, the role of suffering, and the importance of the local church. New believers and seasoned believers alike will benefit from this read and can use it to effect change and experience growth in Christ. We highly recommend this book. Visit Eric Mason online at www.pastoremace.com. Unleashed, Being Conformed to the Image of Christ is published by B&H Books. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailers such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled, There is Power by Lincoln Brewster.
Where two or more are gathered in His name, He is there. For all who come, who run to Him in faith.
Next up today is Charles Macrae II, author of 365 Days of Peace and Tranquility. Here's a little information about Charles Macrae II. Charles Macrae II is the founding pastor of Deliverance International Ministries in Phoenix, Arizona. Pastor Macrae is committed to helping others experience God's love, forgiveness, and compassion. He is called to nurture, develop, and enable the body of believers to discover their spiritual gifts and equip them for effective ministry is unmasked. Pastor Macrae has touched many both locally and afar. Noted primarily for his preaching and revelatory teaching, he is also an accomplished musician with over 20 years of professional experience. Pastor Macrae has obtained a Bachelor's of Psychology from the University of Phoenix, a Bachelor's in Theological Studies from Andersonville Theological Seminary, and a Master's in Theological Studies and a Master of Divinity from Liberty University. He is currently pursuing his doctorate in ministry. Being a man who has a vision for the body of Christ that shall impact the entire world, Pastor Macrae teaches biblical principles and ethics essential to successful living. Now here's a short description of the book, 365 Days of Peace and Tranquility. The success of your spiritual journey is determined by what you feed your spirit on a daily basis. If you are reading and listening to things that are not edifying to the soul, you are doing yourself a big injustice. 365 Days of Peace and Tranquility is a book that gives an encouraging word for the day. This book is one that will allow you to leave the hustle and bustle of life for a few minutes to sit back and find a word of peace. Who is this book for? All those who desire peace and tranquility. What can I expect? To be edified in your mind and encouraged in your heart. How long will it take? Everybody's journey is different, but there will be a word daily to meet you where you are. As you partake in 365-day mental makeover, I would encourage you to enjoy the ride and let go and let God. Now here's a brief review of the book, 365 Days of Peace and Tranquility. Peace and tranquility are hard to come by in a world wrought with terror, sickness, pain, and death. Yet many millions of people yearn for rest and harmony to enter their lives, for calm to exist in their minds and in the world around them. Some look for peace in work, in family, in meditation, and even in church. When it fails to meet expectations, many turn to God and find the peace and tranquility they desperately desire in Him. In 365 Days of Peace and Tranquility, Charles Macrae offers words of hope, inspiration, and motivation to live life in accordance with God's Word and His purpose for one's life. Readers will embark on a 365-day journey of discovery, empowerment, and peace. We highly recommend this book. Visit Charles Macrae II online at www.cemacraeministries.com. 365 Days of Peace and Tranquility is published by St. Paul Press. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled, This is Freedom by Tasha Cobbs.
Step into the joy of the Lord. Step into the joy of the Lord. Step into the joy.
Next up today is Maurice Butler, author of Sometimes Man's Rejection is God's Protection. Here's a little information about Maurice Butler. Maurice Butler is a prophetic voice of our time, a voice that cries to the body of Christ to prepare for the end time move of the Spirit and return to God-given purpose and destiny. Hailing from Cleveland, Ohio, he received Christ at the young age of 12 and was graced with revelatory knowledge of the Word of God. Over time, God assigned numerous pastors, prophets, and teachers to impart into his life and mature him for future ministerial works. As an ordained minister, he has worked with national and international ministries and faith-based nonprofit organizations, serving as a teacher, conference speaker, workshop facilitator, and consultant. Through his consulting practice, Dr. Butler has aided Christian ministries and nonprofit organizations through fundraising efforts, as well as establishing financial policy, board development, and implementation of best practices. Now here's a short description of the book, Sometimes Man's Rejection is God's Protection. Throughout our lives, we encounter rejection from those around us, those we love, those we respect, and those in authority over us. Regardless of age, gender, race, religious background, or social status, everyone experiences rejection of some sort. What varies from one person to another is the impact of that rejection upon and within their lives, emotions, and relationships. Dr. M. Stanley Butler tackles difficult aspects of rejection common to many of us, perhaps common to you, and reveals that even these things are a small part of a greater purpose and design. With an application of spiritual truths, he empowers you to excel and overcome in spite of those who have failed to realize your true value and potential. Your enemy desires that you would be rejected and embittered, but even these things cannot derail your purpose or your destiny, because none of it occurs to God. He watches over a plan whose end was declared from the beginning, and ensures that every failed relationship, act of abuse, and unfulfilled promise works for your good. There are victories you have yet to realize, and God is waiting to reveal this truth. Now here's a brief review of the book, Sometimes Man's Rejection is God's Protection. At one point or another, everyone will experience rejection. It is part of life and a necessary part. It isn't so much important that each of us will face rejection, as it is what each one will choose to do with it. Rejection can be used as a stumbling block upon which we yield to failure, or it can be used as a stepping stone upon which we reach for success in life. Using biblical principles and scripture, Maurice Butler takes the difficult topic of rejection and shows readers how it is often experienced, not to hurt us, but to prove that we are part of a greater purpose and design. It is part of the life of the Christian to be rejected, even as Jesus was, but to gain strength from God to rise above and experience victory in life. Maurice Butler exceptionally writes on the subject and empowers readers to excel and overcome. We highly recommend this book. Visit Maurice Butler online at www.mstanleybutler.com. Sometimes Man's Rejection is God's Protection is published by the Missive Publishing Company. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. All of these books can be found online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Support these authors by buying their books, recommending their books to your friends, or by sending them a note of encouragement as they continue to fulfill the command in Habakkuk 2:2, which states, "Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it." And remember, for those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior yet, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you want to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, please believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose by the power of God for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will. For the saints, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. This radio broadcast is brought to you by our sponsors, BlackChristianBookPromo.com and BlackCBC.com. Thanks for tuning in. Join us here, same time, same place, for the next BC Book Review broadcast. May God bless you as you serve him this week. Let's roll out with a song titled Same Power by Jeremy Camp. God bless. Thank you.
I can see what is raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sound of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that arose Jesus from the grave, the same nothing we can't do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store.